This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for joining us today. So many things to cover here on the program. It feels like one of those days where you could have, four, five, six, 7 hours. Well, how about this? We could do it just like the Public Service Commission did last night. 15 hours, right? Do the math. I think it was 15 hours, maybe a little more. It ended at 12:30 last night. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And we have testimony from that. We did agree not to talk anymore about the White Pelican.
What?
Yep. Remember, the fellow said, forget it. He said he had some advice for us, just like sort of forgetting Adam Schiff and what they're trying to do because it's not going to happen. So, there you go.
Okay.
We got to do just that. We have this hour, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, till the bottom of the hour. Your calls, questions, and comments welcome for him. So get in now at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Bottom of the hour, Steve Bannon, former chief strategist for Donald Trump. Now, this podcast they're doing, they do a daily podcast on the impeachment hearing that is unbelievable. It's really, really good. So, in fact, I think Fast Company just said it's fastest growing podcast in the country and best one on impeachment. So we'll talk with Steve about all that and his take on what's happening. And then also checking with our friends from Bushel, who are part of Cultivate today, the conference on ag innovation that's happening in Fargo. Before I get to Congressman Armstrong, I'm just going to remind you one last time that my friend Mike Lindell from MyPillow called minutes before the show today and said, Scott, I want you to do a special. And I said, well, what's special about this week? What's special about this week to me is veterans. So, okay, what's the special? He said, buy one, get one free, Giza sheets, the Giza cotton from the premier cotton growing area of the Mediterranean. Unbelievable, okay? These sheets are just incredible. I have a pair. I found out Todd doesn't. I thought he did, but Mike said he'd send you a set too, Todd. So it's on the way, and Whoa. You're in for a treat. So here's the deal. Buy one, get one, plus free shipping on the sheets. If you buy that today, I write a check for $10 for every order. And it goes to United Patriotic Bodies, who are right now, and this whole week, participating in military funerals at the National Cemetery and all over. They do good work, and I want to reward them for that.
Let me know when the cease and desist comes down, because it's going too well.
And somebody also said, listener said, Scott, you forgot there is a National Cemetery at Standing Rock for veterans. Did not know that. Need some more details on that, but glad to hear it. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here, folks, on what has got to be the all-time circus of your entire time in Congress so far. Only fourth time in history we've had impeachment hearings, and they're underway. Kelly, what's this been like?
So, you know, I mean, for me being on judiciary, this essentially started January 3rd when I got here, but I said my statement yesterday, and I still contend this, that before we even get into the rest of it, this is I think Jim Jordan did a great job on Intel, and I think it was smart, really, really smart to put him on there. But it's the game of telephone. I don't use the word hearsay because hearsay is actually a legal term, and I don't want to connote any kind of semblance of due process and legalese to this hearing, because it's not that, but it's the game of telephone. I mean, their star witness, their opening witness, admitted two things yesterday. One, that there was no impeachment, that he didn't answer the question about whether there was impeachable conduct. And two, that all the information he was testing about, he heard from a guy who heard from a guy who heard from another guy who heard from the president. So anybody who has young kids and you play the game of telephone, you can about imagine how this stuff is moving.
No kidding. Kevin and Cavalier for Congressman Armstrong, you're up. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Kevin, are you there? Go ahead for Congressman Armstrong.
I'm here. I was just going to comment, too, about that hearsay. The court should be full in about a week with all kinds of hearsay, because I think Scott Hannon robbed a bank of Bismarck yesterday. It's kind of, but anybody who is sitting as a representative and took a swore to the oath to the Constitution, don't you think you should be kicked out? Because in the Fifth Amendment, you're supposed to be, you're innocent until proven guilty. And if you're using hearsay, it's basically you're guilty until you prove you're innocent in a roundabout way. So that's my comment on that. So.
Well, absolutely. And there's a reason it's not allowed in court, because it's impossible to verify the veracity of the information. And this isn't a trial. This isn't about evidence. This isn't about facts. This isn't about getting to the truth. This is a narrative to remove a duly elected president. That's what it is.
Appreciate the call, Kevin, very much. Let's talk next with Don somewhere in North Dakota. Don, where are you calling from today?
I was over at Dodge Center. I just went through Dodge. Or Dunn Center, I'm sorry. But no, Congressman.
My own stomping ground.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. A couple of things real quick. Caller just before stole my thunder about the hearsay. I mean, that's ridiculous. There's no way you can convict on a hearsay setup. But the main reason I called, Scott, is I want to thank everybody that stopped with me for that funeral procession over there at on 1806 at the Veterans Cemetery. We had three other people come up to the front of my truck. I was the first one, and we all had our hats in hand and waited for the procession to go by, and then we all went back to our vehicles and took off. And I thought that was very, very cool. So thank you to everybody that stops for the procession going into the cemetery. And that's all I've got for you, sir.
Appreciate it very much. Other questions or comments?
North Dakota. Well,
yeah, no kidding, huh? Isn't that, we're just doing it a lot different. Good point.
Yes.
Thanks a bunch. Let's see here. A bunch of texts coming in. Here's one that says, could you ask Congressman Armstrong why he worked with Representative Shaheen, Representative Lofgren, on the Survivor Bill of Rights and the States Act that they pushed through? What about the USMCA? When do we get a vote?
Well, we're talking about that. One of the things with the USMCA is, the Senate calendar comes into play. I'm still optimistic we'll get a vote in the House by the end of the year. I don't think the Senate will have time to pick it up, so hopefully they will get that done in January if we can get it to the floor. But I don't, I cannot imagine a scenario, particularly if this continues to play out the way it's playing out, where Speaker Pelosi can send her members home with nothing to show for the first year in Congress other than a busted impeachment hearing. So I'm still holding, but we still haven't funded the government. We still haven't done those things. And when it comes to dealing with the Survivor Bill of Rights is really narrowly tailored to forensic evidence regarding rape kits and how that evidence is preserved and ensuring that the victims are aware of how the tests come, aware if the government is ever going to destroy that kit, even if there hasn't been a conviction yet. So it's just allowing them to be acknowledged in there. And the short answer to that is I'll work with anybody on issues like that. I think it's that important. We have a backlog of rape kits from one end of the country to the other. As somebody who's represented victims of sexual abuse, I can tell you the single best way to get a conviction of a sexual predator without the victim having to be traumatized through going through trial is by the proper collection and preservation of DNA evidence. And like I said, when it comes to those kinds of issues, I will work with anybody and anybody trying to do that.
Evidently, Speaker Pelosi this morning at her media avail today that's still going on right now did say something related to support for USMCA and that there would be a vote. Chad Bergeron from Fox just tweeted that out, and I retweeted it myself. But she said that before, so I don't know that there's anything new here. I mean, to me, the proof is in the pudding. Why can't they right now vote on USMCA?
Well,
in other words, it'd be the best thing they could do in the middle of impeachment to show they're actually doing something.
Well, the cynic in me says they're holding it to change the narrative if this continues to go not the way they have it planned to go, which is absolutely – I hope that's not the case, because that is – this deal is too important to North Dakota. It's too important to the country. And if they're really truly holding it to use it as a way to shift the narrative if they need to, that's just not.
not appropriate, but I can't think of really another good reason why they haven't allowed it to go to the floor. Because if we got it out by the end of this week, I think the Senate could have it ratified before we go, before Christmas. But if it bleeds into the next week or anything after that, there's no chance that the Senate calendar just doesn't work the way it works to get it done before the end of the year.
I was
an artist. Senator Cramer about that. He'll know.
Yeah, I was with Senator Cramer and Senator Hovind in Argusville on Friday. And, you know, there's all this bad, right? Understandably, it's real. The challenges right now are, you know, things people haven't seen in 40, 50 years. I mean, it's very, very challenging in ag country. And there's one sliver of positive because they all need more markets. And, you know, the farmers bring it up. You know, I mean, they're the ones saying, come on, can't you walk and chew gum at the same time? I mean, just do this. So I do think that Republicans in Congress, maybe even the White House, need to do a better job of turning up the heat in the middle of this to say, fine, you're on your little dog and pony show there, but do USMCA too. Not that it would make any difference, but shouldn't we make it more difficult for them to continue to hold off?
I hear your music, but I can tell you that a bunch of us have been messaging that, and the White House was all over it yesterday. So
good, good, good. Let's keep it up. All right, more with Congressman Kelly Armstrong after this timeout. Don't go away.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cal Schools, tells us how important the Carlson Ethanol Plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, taxpaying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
If you are upgrading or remodeling your office space, you need to talk to InterOffice and hear how they partner with Herman Miller. They help businesses organize and improve their office space and energy. In their new location, they doubled their showroom space to showcase more Herman Miller furniture and carry more chairs and styles for you to try out. The only place to get Herman Miller in North Dakota is at InterOffice, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. InterOffice, environments for life.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Congressman Kelly Armstrong, your calls, questions, comments, welcome. In just a moment, 800-228-0550, or text us a question. Got a bunch of those to get to, 701-367-2054. Brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. We had one ridiculous growing season, and, you know, a lot of wet. And one of the nice things about an Apache sprayer is the light footprint. It has that mechanical drive, so the warranty is fantastic because it doesn't break down, and it's also that lighter footprint. So you're in the field with an Apache sprayer when your neighbors are stuck in the mud. Remember that. And there was a lot of stuck in the mud this year. New 2020s out there until April of 2020. Limited time only, no interest, no payments. High Plains Apache. Mandan. Frontier south of Fargo or online at highplainsapache.com. I'm getting inundated with questions related to the telephone number for MyPillow. I hope that's a good sign, and we're helping the vets today and the United Patriotic Bodies with a $10 donation. Every order that yours truly is writing a check for. I know, and I hope it hurts. I hope it really hurts. Every order, and you get 2-for-1 Giza sheets. Buy one, get one, and free shipping. So it's their best deal ever. 800. You ready for this? 800-506-9028. There it is again. 800-506-9028. You must use the promo code SCOTT to get the deal. There's other deals, too, at MyPillow.com, up to 50% off on the works. But today we're doing something special. It's Veterans Week. So thanks to Michael Lindell for a great offer. Great Christmas gift. So are the towels. I mean, my gosh, the pillows. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here. What's the end game here? Do you think this hearing is about, you know, muddying the waters and in their view, dinging Donald Trump again? I mean, they don't think they can win this, right? They don't think they can impeach him, do they?
I don't know how they can, although I think in these situations, particularly with the people who are in charge of this proceeding from the Democratic side, I do think they get very, very myopic in their viewpoints. But I mean, the end game is they will file articles of impeachment on the president in the House. My guess is we will vote before Christmas. Hopefully, in the meantime, we pass USMCA and get the government funded. And then the Senate will take it up, and I have seen no indication at all that they're anywhere close to the 67 votes they need to impeach the president. So hopefully at the beginning of the year next year, we can put this behind us and go back to doing the work of the people of North Dakota and the country. But let's be honest, this is about the 2020 election more than it is about actually sustaining a conviction for impeachment.
So When you say the Senate will take it up, do you think there's a chance the Senate wouldn't take it up? Do you think there's any chance the Senate say, look, no due process over there. This isn't how you do it.
They have to.
They do?
Yeah, they have to. It's how long they take it up will be up to them, but they have to take it up.
Have you seen anything in what you've heard where you would where you'd say President Trump? Here's what I'd do differently so we don't have to go through this long nightmare. Not that you did anything wrong, sir, but, you know, I wouldn't give him anything. I mean, is there anything here where you say, that's a little bit close to the edge, or I wouldn't have done that, or is it all just garbage?
I've answered this before. I think there's only one person that gets away with talking the way he talks in general, and that's President Trump. So, if you put yourself in a situation in which you have the conversation the same way, I think the answer is no, I probably wouldn't. I've said this. One of the things that comes out in this whole deal is career federal employees hate this guy, and they hate this administration. And I think that is a good thing. The single best thing I think President Trump has done is disrupted the political class in Washington, D.C. So it's hard for me to answer that because I would never have conversations that way, but I think it's the reason he got elected. So I'm not sure his supporters, me being one of them, want him to change all that much.
I don't think you could answer that better. I couldn't agree with you anymore. And that's what people don't understand about President Trump. Oh, if he'd only do this, if he'd tweet a little less. So I told John Thune this to his face one time when he was telling me, oh, I wish he'd stop this or that. Say, Senator Thune, I love you. But he got elected doing all that. So you're going to go to him and say, don't do that anymore? You know, I don't want phony politicians being one way during an election and then getting office and do something different. So, and he didn't.
Yeah, he's the only guy I've ever seen in my career in politics that gets criticized for doing exactly what he said he was going to do.
And got a whole lot more done than most people do in a term, I'll tell you. And they're not even done. Jeff in Jamestown for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go.
Mr. Armstrong, when is the China deal going to get worked on again? When are we going to finish it? I don't need to tell you how bad prices are and the struggle with the crop. We've got to make some money here, and I mean yesterday, not a month from now.
Well, I think the answer on China is we are making progress. They're still talking about the first phase. We haven't seen a ramp up in tariffs, and I know you're not going to like this answer, but the answer is on these deals is hard because, one, it's the purview of the administration to negotiate them, and whenever you're negotiating a trade deal, the answer is it gets done. I mean, when it gets done. I agree with you. I understand. I've said this a lot. China needed a correction. We know that. In a lot of different areas, but Midwest egg producers didn't ask to be on the front lines of this trade war. And they are, but the progress has been good. It's just we have to wait and see when it gets there.
All right.
They're still trying to negotiate where they're going to have the phase one site. The last I heard is potentially London.
All right. That being said, could we at least get NASS to tell if there's 11 million corn acres never got planted so the price could at least quit going down and come up because there is not a record crop out here? I need one of the other to hold it together.
I want to tell you, Jeff, before Kelly answers that question, that that has come up a number of times on this program from you and others. Senator Kramer told me the other day, we should at least dig into this to know. Because, there's a lot of things we found about government thanks to Donald Trump and how the deep state has impacted this. But have you heard about this one before, Kelly, too, about, what happens
there? I have,
there?
And we are in, we're trying to get the USDA to dig into it. And, at the same time with we also need them to triage the disaster declaration, yesterday. So we continue, we're on the phone with them at least once a day, every day. And, yes, that continues to be, we continue to push them on that as well.
Yeah, I want to do more on that, Jeff, and I wouldn't mind connecting with you to just dig into that a little bit ourselves because I think that's important. By the way, we have breaking news. An L.A. County Sheriff's source says there's been a shooting at Santa Clarita, California High School. At least six injured in some fashion. They're now evacuating the school, but that is not the kind of news we want, and we'll continue to see what happens there. Real quick on this one from Roger in Minot, secondhand information, a disingenuous argument because those people with firsthand information are ordered by Trump to not respond to subpoenas from a co-equal branch of government and to testify under oath. This is fundamentally destructive to the rule of law. What is Trump hiding?
Trump isn't hiding anything. He released the transcript. I think Congressman Ratcliffe did a great job yesterday. It's one thing if you want to call the president a liar, but the entire Democratic members of the committee and pretty much the caucus are missing one fundamental point. In order to do that, you also have to call the president of Ukraine a liar. And that's how you continue to move forward. The transcript is what the transcript is. And by not having your people participate in this clown show, there's ways to determine whether a subpoena is valid, and that way is to go to court and determine whether it's valid.
Yeah, exactly right. And by the way, not chosen to do that. Yeah, good point. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, thanks for the time. Keep fighting for us. We appreciate it.
Cattle, women, and men, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota invites you to come out for a day to discuss the issues regarding our cattle industry. Bring your neighbors and your kids Saturday, November 16th at the Ramada Bismarck. Featured speakers include journalist Lisa Zaleski, whose career has spanned three decades and has covered every major issue affecting the cattle industry. She'll discuss the role media has played in those issues and more. Plus, rancher Von Meyer of South Dakota about the beef checkoff. Panel discussion to follow. Register online at iban.org.
Did you know that Energy Transfer's Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from North Dakota's oil fields to the markets in Illinois and the Gulf Coast? It's good for our state's economy, paying millions in local property taxes, and it will increase oil tax revenue by over $30 million a year. And it's the safest, most environmentally friendly way to ship oil. With an Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline, the future is bright.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After yesterday's first public hearing in the impeachment inquiry, President Trump says, quote, normal people would close the case. In a tweet this morning, the president cited an exchange between Congressman John Ratcliffe and the acting ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor, in which Ratcliffe asked what impeachable offense was in the transcript of the president's call with the Ukrainian president, and Taylor said he would not take a side, saying, quote, That's your job. Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick says today he's running for the White House. The former Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill says he does have a geographic advantage.
He hangs out right next to New Hampshire. That's where he is, his base is. So not great news for Elizabeth Warren, and some might say not great news for Joe Biden.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I think about to 100 texts now asking, what's that phone number for MyPillow again, Todd? How long have you and I been talking about MyPillow on what's on your mind? A couple decades? For crying out loud, you've been sleeping on MyPillow, mattress toppers and, the pillows and now have the towels and everything else. So I'm going to say this really slow one more time. Before I do, I'll tell you this. Mike Lindell called me this morning. Mike Lindell is the inventor of the MyPillow. He's a good friend of the program. He's a good friend of this president's. And is out there as a business leader defending him every day. And he said, do something special for your listeners today and, whatever you want to do with it. So it's buy one, get one Giza Dream Sheets, best sheets you'll ever own. So basically they're half price, but it's buy one, get one, plus free shipping, all that together. And I said, I wanted to do something special for Veterans Week. And so I said, I'm going to write a check for $10 for every order we get. Myself, personally. Not the company, nothing. Me. And I don't have much. And my wife is probably going to freak out if we sell a lot of these today. But you know what? This is important because it's going to United Patriotic Bodies. They are taking care of the National Cemetery that is new to North Dakota and making sure our veterans get a proper burial.
That's awesome, man.
So it's a good deal. 800-506-9028, promo code Scott, very important, or go to MyPillow.com. You'll see it right in the middle of the page, MyPillow.com and Radio Listener Specials. All right, our next guest is one of my favorite guests, not just because he's a veteran, but because he's not afraid to fight. And there's so few people left in politics that truly want to fight. They want everybody to get along. It's mamby-pamby. And so he started, because the media coverage of this is awful. We know that, right? Started War Room Impeachment that you can listen live to at warroom.org or on iTunes and all the other places you get it. Right before we come on, 8 to 9 a.m. every morning Central Time. And they're also doing other shows. Go to this. Check it out. 7 days a week. And it's going to go until the day after the acquittal of President Donald J. Trump. Follow him on Twitter at @WarRoom2020. At @WarRoom2020. Fast Company just said the best impeachment podcast out there. And the man behind it, the former chief strategist for the President of the United States. Here he is, Steve Bannon. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. I love the show. Thank you for having me on.
And as I've told you before, there's a lot to like about Steve Bannon and the way you fight, but the fact that you're a veteran and a former officer of the United States Armed Forces, we appreciate your service, especially on this Veterans Week, for sure.
Well, I appreciate my daughter's a West Point grad and served with the 101st in Iraq, so I'm proud of her as the youngest vet we've got in the family.
Keeping that tradition going, that's great. Did you hear anything yesterday that had you say, that might be a problem? I mean, is there anything in any of this that you see as having any kind of legitimate threat to the governance of President Donald J. Trump?
I heard a lot that I think is a threat to the Democratic Party. I believe this can be turned in, and I think it is going to be turned into a real policy debate about what America First national security policy is and what the American people demand of their leaders, and particularly the commander in chief. I think everything I saw yesterday, and look, I celebrate the service of Ambassador Taylor. He's a West Point grad. He served with the 101st and was awarded the Bronze Star in Vietnam. And Assistant Secretary Ken has served this country for 40 or 50 years. That's fine. But they laid it out yesterday. Their approach to national security and foreign policy is different than President Trump's. They are part of the permanent political class in Washington. President Trump was elected to go in a different direction. I mean, this is one of the fundamental differences between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And what the Democrats have done, is I think they put that on trial. If that's what we want people to weigh and measure, and I think you can go a long way. Tomorrow, the Ambassador Yovanovitch is going to be there. I think it's another chance for people like Jim Jordan and others to drill down. Now, I would like to have more of the killers like Matt Gaetz and Mark Meadows and Lee Zeldin. I'd like to have more of the killers on there that can ask tougher and more pointed questions, particularly for some of these members that are retiring. I think we've got to go on offense. Because, you know, the reason we're in this situation is Nancy Pelosi, a master of political disinformation, had 6 weeks, you know, when no one really fought back on her, selectively leak and selectively weaponize certain testimony in the chamber of Adam Schiff. It wasn't until Gates went down there and broke the fever that got this thing up into the public. So I thought yesterday, to me, for an impeachment was a disaster for the Democrats. And I think that the president and the people around him get now, and people on Capitol Hill particularly, can go start making a very forceful argument that this is what he was elected to do.
Do you have a way to define to folks to just go about their lives? We have listeners in North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, two Canadian provinces. You know, they're just going to work today. They're just doing what they do. Can you explain to them, you know, the opposition? Congressman Armstrong just told us a moment ago that he said, you know, the bureaucrats, the entrenched bureaucracy, the deep state, the swamp, whatever you want to call it, they hate President Trump. They hate him. And Congressman Armstrong said, I'm glad they do. It's a good sign to me that the president's doing what he's supposed to be doing. But I don't think people have a sense of just how bad that is or how much of a threat that is to our republic. How would you explain
that? Listen, this is central to people up in North Dakota and up in the Upper Plains. Because, you know, you have so many veterans up there, so many patriots, so many people have served in all these wars. Like, look, I come from a blue-collar Democratic family, right? We've had very few career people, but we've had many, many people in my extended family that have gone in like I did for 8 years, like my daughter did for 8 years, serve a couple of tours, and then go back to civilian life. This is the heart of what this is about. What you have, and you kept hearing this phrase yesterday, the post-war rules-based international order. And that is really a series from NATO in Europe to the Persian Gulf to the South China Sea to up to the Northwest Pacific with Japan and Korea. That's a series of capital markets, commercial relationships, trade deals, and an American security guarantee. This is why our defense budget is $1 trillion when you add it all up. This is one of the reasons we have this massive deficit. So you have an American security guarantee by money, and you saw the $375 million we're sending to Ukraine. More importantly, and for the people of North Dakota, it's their kids on the 38th parallel up in South Korea. It's their kids on the ships in the South China Sea. It's their kids walking patrol in the Hindu Kush in Afghanistan. It's their kids that are in Eastern Europe, you know, with the American army over there. And the question is, and this is what President Trump's saying, is that, hey, what we want is a series of alliances and allies who put both money and their own sons and daughters shoulder to shoulder with us. We're not going to be this imperial power where we're all over, and it's our money and our kids alone. And that's what this whole thing in Ukraine boils down to. The previous policy of John McCain and Madeleine Albright and the Bushes and Hillary Clinton and Obama and John Kerry is that, and this is the permanent political class, their foreign policy is America as this kind of global expeditionary force, you know, for good, that's everywhere taking care of everything. This is why we spent $7 trillion in the Middle East. We have, 10 or 15,000 casualties. We have another 40,000 wounded. And it sucked out our blood and our treasure, and we're still not out of it. The American people voted that that is what man's decline is about, and to go in a different direction, not to be isolationist, not to come home, but they want a commander-in-chief that does two things. Number one, if we're sending money and arms over there, we're not exacerbating the corruption that's already in these countries. And Ukraine is number one by the Guardian newspaper, number one most corrupt nation in Europe, and the number three most corrupt nation in the world by Ernst & Young. We're not sending over there so the money or the weapons are stolen and oligarchs or kleptocracy take it. Number two, we want Germany. We want France. We want the United Kingdom. We want Europe, who kind of drove this mess in Ukraine against Russia. We want their money in dollar for dollar. Donald Trump was elected on that. This is why Hillary Clinton's not president of the United States. And that's what, if you look at every person that's going to come up and testify, and please, the people in North Dakota, if you go back and just listen, you don't need to listen to Fox, you don't need to listen to commentators, you don't need to listen to the guys at CNN, MRC. Just go listen to what Ambassador Taylor and Assistant Secretary Kent said yesterday, and they're clear. Their policy is different than Donald Trump's. That's what this comes down to.
Yeah, I'm reading a text from a listener that said, so the League of Shadowcrats are playing telephone with the nation. Remember that whole game, Telephone, where, you know, the story changes two, three, four times down the line. I mean, literally, that's what's happening. That's what the swamp is doing. Are Republicans fighting on behalf of the president and his team enough? I'm talking about in Congress now, the Senate and the House. Is there enough fight for Donald Trump?
Listen, this is one of the reasons we started this podcast a couple of weeks ago. Number one is the base kept sitting there, and because I went on talk radio a month ago on the John Frederick Show down in Virginia and said, hey, you know, on a date certain, they're going to, you know, they're running this thing secretly. They're going to bring two charges of impeachment, vote to impeach him off a report, send it to the Senate for a trial. And the deplorables of which I come from kind of had a meltdown. They said, oh, no, Steve, it's fake news, deep state, a witch hunt. And I go, hey, it may be all of that, and it may be a combined part of that, but Nancy Pelosi's got the votes, and this is what she's doing. And so I think that you see on TV, you've got Matt Gaetz, you have Mark Meadows, you saw Jim Jordan yesterday, you got Lee Zeldin, you got a handful of guys in the House, and you've got a handful of people in the Senate that are up there fighting for him. I think there needs a sense of urgency. Look, the RNC is doing what they can do, the campaign's doing what they can do, the White House has full-time jobs, you know, the president's got the president of Turkey, he's negotiating with the Chinese, he's got the situation in Syria, you know, he's got the day job. And the people hired him for his day job. I think from the grassroots, the shows like yourself, folks, what they should do is just go get the facts. Go to the websites like ours and others. You're having some summary shows now on your network. Listen to the summary shows, go to the facts. Just weigh and measure it for yourself. See where you come. Get your neighbors to do this. This is one of the most important events in modern political history. They're impeaching a president. They're trying to nullify your vote in 2016 for these anti-democratic forces. And so that's why it's incumbent upon everybody to have your kids. This is a great civics lesson. To have your kids get the details here and let them come to their own judgment on this. But I think the Republicans have got with everybody. This is general quarters. It's got to be all hands on deck. Everybody's got to be at the rampart. This is going to be a war of attrition. Now, you saw yesterday with that awful opening testimony, which I thought helped the president, the mainstream media is high-fiving. They say, oh, it's bombshell testimony. Trump's more caught in this than ever. Rudy's doing an off-the-book.
You know what's happening there, Steve, in my view? Pride happened before the fall, as we say. I mean, they're done. Put a fork in them. I mean, they've gone all in so bad, it's just flat out ridiculous now. I mean, there is no independent media. Journalism is dead.
I think the common sense of your audience, the heart of America. I think when America is a very fair country, it's got common sense, it's got grit. When they hear the fact, I think they're going to sit there and go, Democrats and independents too are going to say, hey, this is what the guy was hired to do.
Yeah, exactly. And all the people that have been screaming are going to lose a lot of credibility. Warroom.org. You must get this podcast. Steve Bannon, God bless you. Keep fighting, brother. See ya.
The Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new businesses. business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Now is the time to buy a hot tub. Why? Up to 70% off the price of a new one right now at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 with their pre-owned blowout sale. They have over 50 hot tubs starting at $4,500 up to $79.99. What a range. From $4,500 to about $8,000, you can be in a hot tub and have every day made better thanks to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. And much more affordable than ever. 12 months, no interest, no payments. Warranty. Pre-owned certified. This is the one to buy at a great deal right now. Try it at incredible prices, and you'll love the hot tub experience because every day is made better at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. The pre-owned blowout sale with up to 70% off the price of a new one now. Call Ben for all the details, 701-238-5892, 238-5892, or stop at 601 Main Avenue West, the pre-owned showroom in West Fargo.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
South Alabama. The School of Health Sciences at the University of Mary has maintained a stellar reputation for superb nursing education for 60 years. And the University of Mary's nursing program has been recognized for the uncompromising standard of excellence by Mountain Measurements. This is the folks that do this as the number one nursing program in the nation. Oh my gosh, can you believe this? Each class of graduates at the University of Mary continues to live up to the School of Health Sciences mission, which is simply to prepare healthcare professionals anchored in moral courage who respect and defend the dignity of the human person. Wow. If we all just did that, in our own way, it'd be a different world. That's a great mission of the School of Health Sciences at the University of Mary. And every nursing graduate passed their certifying exam on the first try, 100% success rate. So this is why they're number one. That's the honor. Discover the finest nursing education in the nation at umary.edu nursing. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, and I are about ready to head out of here for Thursday, but we'll be back tomorrow as well. Do we have one last clip we want to play from last night's hearing in Linton?
This morning, there were about 12 people from Linton who wanted to say something, but it takes tremendous stamina to make the entire day.
It was kind of a long day yesterday, wasn't it?
No, and when she said that, that's Tammy Eibach. When she said that, my heart just thought, you know, you're right. I mean, for me, it was adrenaline. You just keep going. But for people that are just sitting, waiting for a chance to talk, that's tough. What can you tell us about
being here like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning and finally at 12:15 a.m., you get up there. In fact, in the case of one woman, she's got a small child in her arms, another child that she's kind of pulling along. Imagine being those kids.
No, you're right. Yes. You're exactly right. Brian Crocius, the chairman of the Public Service Commission, sent an interesting note to text this morning. He said, Scott, I wanted to thank you for the role you played in helping create a respectful pre-hearing dialogue. I sincerely appreciate the time on the air to talk about the process and also to recognize Standing Rock and their seat at the table. And all of the commissioners were great about coming on. Brian was on a bunch. He's chairman right now, so he laid out a lot of the facts and let people know what was happening and make sure everybody knows about it. He goes on to say, a message I received earlier this morning summed up yesterday's events well. The person stated what happened yesterday in Linton seemed beyond reach and, in their words, literally impossible. A constructive conversation between groups with strong opposing thoughts and views on DAPL. I think it was a good day for North Dakota. Law enforcement were amazing. They handled a situation with extreme professionalism and respect. Of course, there's no perfect outcome, regardless of the decision. There'll be some who are happy with the result when it's reached and some who are not. But one thing I hope we can agree on is that we all were heard. Thank you again for all you do. I really appreciated that message to Brian Crocius at North Dakota Public Service Commission. And a neat note from a friend there as well. Could you tell me a little bit about our friend Steve Schwann and the crew real quick here, and then we're going to get to our guest from Cultivate.
Absolutely. You know, the 2019s, there's still a few there. If you know the car industry calendar, it's like 3-4 months ahead of the rest of us. So it's well into 2020 in that world. The 2020s are rolling in. The 2019s are at fabulous savings at Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
On the phone from Cultivate, an ag innovation conference happening in Fargo today, is Camille Grotti, Vice President of Marketing at Bushel, the software firm that develops and creates a custom software in the ag industry in use now in North Dakota. A lot of elevators, a subscription-based software for grain facilities and allows them to get an app to their users. It's really great. Camille, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me this morning, Scott.
So we've talked to, of course, the founder, Jake Durnstad, before about things. I know he's one of the speakers today. What's Jake going to talk about? What is Bushel's message for the folks at Cultivate, Camille?
Yeah, so he was on a panel earlier this morning, and he talked about, how our company is providing value to producers, that first part of the supply chain. So how can ag tech companies create solutions for producers that actually help and not hinder their production.
What kind of a game changer for agriculture comes from that kind of innovation, that kind of technology, that kind of access? What, I mean, give me your sense of, what the next gear is, what the next level is based on all these ag innovations.
Yeah, well, I think one of the really unique things about the Cultivate Conference is it's gathering not only the ag tech players who are creating software or, building autonomous machines, but it's also bringing in farmers. So we've got a lot of farmers at the conference today. And so what that creates is it creates space for both farmers and these companies to be talking about, okay, what are the real pain points? Because I think we can all envision and dream about solutions, but sometimes things are built, looking to solve a problem that isn't actually there. So being able to talk firsthand to producers about some of the things that are being worked on, I think is really, really valuable and unique about the Cultivate Conference.
If you can be there, I'd get there because you'll learn a ton. It's a great event. Emerging Prairie / Cultivate Emerging Prairie website has all the details on this. Thanks so much, Camille. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Scott. Appreciate it.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at ndconcrete.com. Learn more about how you can find a local concrete contractor and build better. Build for safety, build with strength. Materials matter. ndconcrete.com. Don't forget, $10 for every order today of the Giza Sheets. Buy one, get one, plus free shipping. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, or 800-506-9028. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
It's good for North Dakota. It's good for America. It's the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline Project. It will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from here to Illinois and the Gulf Coast. It means more good-paying jobs and more money for schools, roads, and water projects. It means a more energy-independent America. And it's the absolute safest way to ship oil. A brighter future awaits with the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.